Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live, Smarter. This file will help you feel smarter and more capable of finding solutions to problems. See, the mind is a beautiful thing. It is capable of much more than we frequently allow ourselves to do. And one of the reasons for this is that we get very easily distracted. So what could we do against this to become smarter? See, a smarter person isn't necessarily more intelligent. They're just able to focus. To focus on a problem, to clear their mind from distractions, as to see every angle of a problem and find one or more solutions. So to begin, we're going to focus on clearing your mind. See, that fits very well with the idea of hypnosis, doesn't it? And maybe every time you got hypnotized, you actually became a little bit smarter, a little bit more able to focus on a problem, more able to pinpoint all your thoughts to one place. And right now, that place is my voice. To help you clear your mind, I'm going to ask you to focus on my voice. And I'd like to think that my voice is nice to listen to. Not boring, not too rough, not too smooth. Just right. And as it's nice to listen to, and hopefully you're enjoying the listening, you can clear your mind of everything else. Right now, there are no problems put before you. Just the simple fact of focusing. The simple question of listening. And the more you listen, the more you focus, the easier it will become. See, the thing is, once your mind knows the trick of clearing itself to focus, once it knows the trick of emptying itself, it becomes much, much easier to do it again. See, a trance is something you can practice. It's something you can develop. A skill that isn't just tied or limited to me, but it's instilled deep inside your mind. Now what you'll find is that the deeper you go inside your mind, the more intense the focus becomes, the stronger it becomes. And the more you clear your mind, the more you let all distractions slowly fade away as you focus on my voice, the easier it is to let the rest just fade away. The world is unimportant for a moment, so allow yourself to take a deep, nice breath. And just let the world fade away. If you want, you can close your eyes, but you don't have to. You're not required to do anything. You're not pushed to do anything either. And the more you let go of the world, the easier it becomes. The more you do, and the more you don't, the easier your mind just relaxes. It just relaxes into nothingness. Just listening, just relaxing, and just let it happen. Now, of course, we're not just here to relax. We're not just here to be empty. No, we're here also to improve our mind, to become smarter. And there are several ways we can do this. And I'm going to teach you as many of them as I can think of. See, in a way, this is a challenge for me as well. Can I become smarter to help you to be? Maybe. We'll see. See, the first step is clearing your mind, and I'm sure that by now you've done so beautifully. The less distractions you have, the easier it is to focus on the problem at hand. And once you're there, the next step is to allow yourself to trust your thoughts. See, making mistakes is essential to becoming smarter. Making mistakes is so very important, because how can you learn if you never make mistakes? How can you improve if you never have any setbacks? And I know that a lot of people don't like publishing their mistakes, and what you see in the outside world are not the mistakes. They're the successes after the mistakes. So when you look at the world, it frequently looks as if nobody else but you is making mistakes, but that's not the case. What you read and what you see are not the mistakes of others, but their successes. And same for others when they look at you. They don't see the mistakes in your mind. They don't see the times where you're not satisfied with what you've made. All they see is what you did. And you're smarter than you think you are sometimes. There are a lot of cases when your mind, just has a solution, and all you have to do is accept it. And allow yourself to explore, to experiment. Allow yourself to feel that your mind is a wonderful place with a lot of creativity and inventiveness needed to be smarter, to find a solution to a problem. And one part of being smarter is also one that is very underrated: knowing your limits. See, no human knows everything. However, nowadays we have access to so much. A simple question searched online can have a million answers. And when you know where to look or what to look for, you'll find your answers. Being smarter doesn't just mean that you know the answer yourself. It means that you know where to look. See, when you know where to look, it makes you smart, because you do the effort of finding a solution. And just because you didn't think of the solution yourself doesn't mean you get no credit, because you knew where to look. So take a deep breath. Just let the tension fade away for a moment. And let's take a moment to examine your mind. See, right now it is a bit quieter than normal, and you're able to think of simple things. So what would happen if there is a problem? See, part of your mind starts to focus when there is a problem. Part of your mind tries to already think of solutions as soon as a problem comes forward. When a problem is presented, your mind just focuses on it. But then sometimes you get distracted by not knowing what to do. But that's okay. Those thoughts are part of the mistakes that you have to make to learn and to improve. But in the end, you'll get there. You'll manage, and you'll find a solution. And now, just a few simple words that you can take to heart. You can be smarter. Have patience with yourself. Forgive your mistakes and learn from them. Improve. Become better every time. And allow yourself to become better in small steps. A child can't write on day one, even year one. It takes a child many, many years to learn to write. So why do you expect of yourself to do everything right the first time? So allow yourself to become smarter. Learn from your mistakes. Let every step be a small step forward, just by learning from any step back. And I know you'll be fine. It will all be all right. You'll get smarter, and every time you think of this, you will learn, and you'll actually get smarter. Now in a moment, I'm going to wake you again, and once you're awake, I want you to take a moment to look at yourself and just accept who you are. There's space for improvement in everyone, in me, in you, everyone. And once you see that there's space for improvement, allow yourself to both make mistakes and become smarter thanks to them. And don't forget, there's an opportunity to become smarter every day, no matter what you do. 1, 2, slowly waking, 3, 4, more aware, 5, 6, almost there, 7, 8, almost awake, and 9, 10, wake. And I hope you feel a little more educated.